Over his 6 years in Minnesota with the Vikings, Kyle Rudolph has made plenty of trips to local hospitals to visit kids, a chance to give back and put a smile on some young faces in need. But his trip there last week meant a little more than normal.
You know, it's always a good time when you get to the hospital and, you know, it's unfortunate to see all the families that are still there and don't have an opportunity to get out during the holiday season. But when we have so many of our guys that go and show up and dedicate their time to bringing the holidays to these patients and their families, you know, it really makes you feel good as a person when you leave there knowing that you impacted their lives.
Recruiting some of his Viking teammates, including quarterback Sam Bradford, the group went around to visit kids spending their Halloween in the hospital.
I mean, those are the guys that, you know, make it so special. You know, we've had great groups that have always gone down there in the past with Steve Hutchinson and John Sullivan organizing the huddles. And, you know, for me to have the support of all my teammates to get that big of a group to go down there, it really meant a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to the patients and their families.
This was his first time visiting the Masonic Children's Hospital at the University of Minnesota since his wife Jordan gave birth to twin girls in early October.
You know, I've said it in the past, you know, I love volunteering there, I love spending my time there, but I don't know if I could ever be strong enough to spend time there with my kids and be there for an extended period of time. You know, the parents and the patients are some of the strongest individuals I've ever been around to be able to handle the adversity that they have to go through. And now actually having my girls here, it would be hard to imagine having to go through that.
The chance to brighten a few lives takes special meaning for both Kyle and Jordan. They now know firsthand the joy children bring as they enter parenthood.
It's been awesome. You know, the girls are amazing. They sleep well, they eat well, and you know, now about a month old and they're starting to get some expressions on their face and smile, and it's a lot of fun and I'm enjoying it.
If having healthy twins weren't enough this year, the veteran tight end is having a very successful season on the 5-2 Vikings. He's quickly formed a connection with Bradford and is one of the key pieces in the Vikings offense.
You know, my role is one that's always changing. It can depend week by week how I'll be used, but just making sure that no matter what my role is, I make sure that I'm out there to help our team win games and to help our offense put ourselves in situation to score points. So, you know, I've always tried to pride myself in no matter what my role is, making sure I have an impact on the game.
In his 5+ seasons in Minnesota, Kyle has quietly become one of the most dependable tight ends in the NFL. With over 200 career receptions and 25 career touchdowns, he's had plenty of success being selected in the second round of the 2011 draft. But this year feels different for the 26-year-old.
You know, I've definitely been blessed with tremendous attributes to the game of football and specifically the position of tight end. But, you know, that doesn't come to fruition, and you know, those things don't make a great player. It's you know, first of all, having great teammates around me. You know, it's an exciting time around here, and you know, we feel like we've put a lot of work in up to this point, and you know, it's time to go out there and kind of show everybody the offense that we're capable of being.
Finding success on the football field in the Vikings offense and the birth of healthy twin girls in October, not a bad 2016 for Kyle and Jordan Rudolph, which makes sharing their joys with some kids in need all the more special.
Life on the field, life around the facility is great. You know, we have a great group of guys that really work hard and all have the same goal in mind, and that's winning every Sunday to try to bring a championship back here to Minnesota. And then off the field, you know, with the addition in our family, having the two girls and, you know, getting to spend time with them over the bye week and really get to come together as a family. It's been a lot of fun.